Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Law enforcement agencies continue the search for 45-year-old Shane Miller, who was wanted as a suspect in a triple homicide in Shingletown in Shasta County last week. Miller is suspected of killing his wife and two children and then fleeing to southern Humboldt County, where he grew up. Law enforcement assets from as far away as Kern County have joined SWAT teams from Humboldt, Shasta, and Sonoma counties, along with federal and state agents in the search effort, now focused on the King Range National Conservation Area. Area residents are no longer being asked to shelter in place, and area schools remain open with a law enforcement presence nearby, although checkpoints have been set up along roads in the Mattole River Valley. Miller is an adult white male, 5'10", 200 pounds, with red hair. Anyone who sees Miller or has any information is asked to call 911. On Sunday, officers from the Fortuna Police Department received a tip regarding a man known as Dustin King, who was involved in the sale of morphine pills in the 900 block of Main Street in Fortuna. When officers arrived at the residence, they located King, who was on active post-release community supervision and had an outstanding felony warrant for his arrest. During a search of King's person, officers located a bottle containing packaged morphine tablets for sale, packaging materials, and loose morphine pills. King was taken into custody for his outstanding warrant. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a gunshot victim in Myers Flat last Friday afternoon. When deputies reached the scene, they contacted a 38-year-old male who had been shot. After treatment by medical personnel on scene, the victim was taken to a local hospital. The investigation into who shot the man is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A reminder that the sheriff's office is still asking for the public's help in locating an at-risk missing teenage girl. 14-year-old Kieran Maciel has not been seen by her family in more than a week and was last seen heading toward downtown Eureka a week ago Saturday. Maciel is a white female, 5'3", 140 pounds, with strawberry blonde hair and who was last seen wearing a dark-colored sweatshirt and dark pants. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The state senate is considering a bill that would lower the cost of providing health care for your pets with Senate Bill 688. That would provide a tax exemption for the drugs and medicine used in the treatment of animals, either by a licensed veterinarian, a local government animal shelter, or a nonprofit animal welfare organization. Bill sponsors want to lower costs for those treatments to help pet owners make sure their animals get the treatment they need. The bill could also mean more sales for local retailers and vets, since many people are shopping online for the drugs and medicines that could be cheaper in out-of-area retailers. The bill is now headed for the Senate Finance Committee for consideration. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Online sales taxes are a big issue. Dan Squire has more.
In September of 2011, Governor Jerry Brown signed Assembly Bill 155 into law. That bill imposed sales taxes on businesses who made online sales to customers in California, and it was opposed by major online retailers like Amazon and eBay. Last week, the United States Senate passed its version of a federally mandated sales tax on internet retail sales. Smaller local retailers who were not affected by AB 55, which only taxed businesses doing more than $1 million in sales, would be affected by the federal law. And accountant Bill McCauley thinks it might be another burden for small firms.
If it's Amazon, you know, it's easier for them to have a system. If you're a mom-and-pop kind of operation, but you have something that you sell a lot of on the web and you're selling it all over the country, that burden of collecting and remitting that sales tax is going to be a major change for those businesses.
McCauley went on to say that
they're going to have trouble, you know, reaching that level of compliance. And it's going to be interesting to see how this all pencils out in terms of for people who are going to be subject to these requirements.
The internet sales tax bill is expected to die in the House of Representatives.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.